You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
95 BFM, this is Morning Glory with Geneva, and I am sitting here with Ngahiriwa Rohina, the producer of I Mad At You from YT Productions. Kia ora.
Oh, kia ora.
But yeah, you're here to talk to us after a successful sellout season for Matariki and the Auckland Theatre Awards, of course, gave you the People's Choice Award for winning show. And I Am Mad At You is returning. It's a triumphant thing, which is fabulous, right?
Yeah.
That's what you want with theatre.
Absolutely, yeah. We'd love, like, as many return seasons as possible for everything. So, yeah.
And so you were talking, so please place us into what this play is about and the importance of that Māori voice.
Cool. Yeah, so the play is set in Gisborne, 1999, which is for New Zealand, pretty much where the height of hip-hop was at its biggest, for the drive for hip-hop and stuff. So, and it's basically a couple of days in the life of a teenager named Kiwa Bolton, and all the sort of, all of the rollover effects of colonization and institutionalized racism and all that sort of stuff, that and the effect that it has on that youth, or in any sort of like modern day youth, considering it was from, you know, a couple of hundred years ago or something, or even less.
Yeah, and of course the affiliation with hip-hop and Māori is very strong. Like, I remember at school how everyone was talking about Nelly and Beyonce and she's not hip-hop, but you know what I mean.
These
African-American artists really hit a nerve with Māori communities and still do to this day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty much the only thing that's had the same impact is reggae music.
And
it's interesting that music that comes out of oppression could also speak to another oppressed community.
Exactly. And that's something that Kiwa feels, because an interesting thing is that he doesn't quite connect to his own culture because he doesn't quite know it, because of that oppression, and so he's latched onto something else which has the same feel to it, which is why, so his feelings are sort of portrayed through hip-hop, through rap. And so, the whole story is kind of told through the medium of rap, or the more important parts are told through the medium of rap.
So tell us about the cast.
Yeah, cool. So we have six cast members, myself being one of them. We have Ravi Gurunathan, Timmy Cameron, we've got Wolfgang Schmidt, Moana Johnson, and James Jennings. Yeah, and so
brilliant.
We're all people from different areas, different backgrounds, but we all bring our own story into this and try and push that up there.
And speak about Matariki Festival, like, how cool would it be if like every year, because it seems like it's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And it is an ancient New Year's celebration or turning point for Māori, but I think that it could uniquely be like a New Zealand thing.
Yeah, by all means, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely should be, yeah.
Because like our form of like nationalism is not very strong in terms of like having anything authentic. Like when I look at Kiwiana and that type of thing, and even like rugby, it's kind of like, it's not as authentic as something as strong as like Matariki and like the constellation and the stars.
Yeah.
It's not very romantic.
Yeah. And you're right. Especially with the constellation things, it's uniquely ours, because you can only see it from sort of, you know, anything. But other places will see things differently because it doesn't line like it does here.
Okay,
so yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Well, is there anything else that you would like to say out there? Any shout outs?
Yeah. Oh, a huge shout out to the brother Soul Chef, who let us use his music.
And is playing right now and as our bed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, solid. He's so generous. And a huge thank you to everybody else who's sort of helped us get to this point.
Cool.
Because without everybody, we wouldn't be here.
All right, so I manage this beautiful returning theatre show. Will be running from August 14th to the 25th, and it will be at Basement Theatre from 8 p.m. And you can get your tickets at basementtheatre.com.
iTicket.co.nz. Yeah.
My bad. Sorry.
That's alright. I'm pretty sure it'll link the same way anyway.
Yes, absolutely. And if you want to see more from the artist that's playing right now, look up Soul Chef, soulchefmusic.com. Fabulous. We're going to be playing a hit. you're gonna know exactly what this one is, and it's pretty much the namesake of the show. Oh, you want to introduce it?
Yeah. Well, it's I Ain't Mad at You by Tupac.
Well, thank you very much, Ngahiri wa Rohina, and I can't wait to see what you do next.
Well, thank you for having me.
Brilliant.
Change? Shit. I guess change is good for any of us. Whatever it takes for any of y'all niggas to get up out the hood. Shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to in a while. I'ma send this one out for y'all, know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there, kicking up dust, giving a motherfuck. Yeah, niggas. Cause I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind, quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still rolled. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock, trippin' off Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt, saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mosque, don't wanna chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. Hit the pen and now no sinning is the game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's trouble. Congratulations on the wedding. I hope your wife knows she got a player for life. And that's no bullshitting. I know we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to fiend for your sister, but never went up in her. And I can see us after school, we bomb on the first motherfucker with the wrong shit on. Now the whole shit's changed, and we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme, and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same motherfucker that go toe to toe when it's time for growth. You gotta pump us back, and I can't even trip. Cause I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, then go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you. Distant cousins, fighting, playing dozens, whole neighborhood buzzing, knowing that we buzz it. Used to catch us on the roof or behind the stairs. I'm getting blitz and I reminisce on all the time we said. Besides bumping and grinding, wasn't nothing on our mind. In time, we learned to live a life of crime. Rewind us back to a time was much too young enough. I caught a felony loving the way the guns blow. And even though we separated, you said that you waved. Don't get nobody no coochie while I be locked upstate. I kiss my mama goodbye, wipe the tears from my lonely eyes. Said I'll return, but I gotta fight to fix the ride. Don't shed a tear, cause mama, I ain't happy here. I'm through trial, no more smiles for a couple years. They got me going mad, I'm knocking busters on their backs. In my cell, thinking hell, I know one day I'll be back. As soon as I touch down, I told my girl I'll be there. So prepare to get fucked down. The homies wanna kick it, but I'm just laughing at you. Cause you's a down ass bitch, and I ain't mad at you. Niggas ballin' now, bitches be callin' to get it. Hookers keep falling down, he went from nothing to lots. 10 carats to rock, went from a nobody nigga to the big man on the block. He's Mr. Local Celebrity, addicted to moving key. Most hated by enemies, escaping the luxury. See, first you was our nigga, but you made it. So the choice is made, now we gotta slay you while you faded. In the younger days, so full of pain when the weapons blade. Getting so high off that bomb, hoping we make it to the better day. Cause crime pays, and in time, you'll find a rhyme ablaze. You'll feel the fire from the niggas in my younger days. So many changed on me, so many try to plot. That I keep a Glock beside my head, when will it stop? Shall God return me to my essence? Cause even as an adolescent, I refuse to be a convalescent. So many questions, and they ask me if I'm still down. I moved up out of the ghetto, so I ain't real now. They got so much to say, but I'm just laughing at you. Niggas just don't know, but I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad at you.
95BFM podcasts. 95BFM is supported by our listeners. Sign up for a Simplicity B-card at 95bfm.com/signup and support independent media from $4.20 a month.